And today on our Tuned In program, we are going to talk about the Erickson Public Library, and we have joining us on the in the studio, Mr. Z, Zach Steer. Good to have you here.
Yeah, good morning.
And we also have on the phone with us today, we've got Rhonda Kelly and Candy Nelk. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There they are. See, we made everything work. Zach's laughing at me. As we were sitting here conversing, so we were talking about the summer program. Hard to believe, yeah. Summer reading program done, wrapping up. Let's wrap up.
We're wrapping up. So tomorrow is the last day for me. Today we have a music and movement at 10 o'clock, and then we'll do our annual summer reading pool party at 6:15 today at the Boone Municipal Pool. So, and then we turn the corner and we're done.
Well, I always call it, you have 2 months out of the year where we actually kind of have a transition.
Yeah.
August is one of them because pretty much you're worn out after the... And then the other one is May, as you're getting ready for the summer reading program.
Yeah, absolutely. So during May time, you know, we visit the schools or wherever just to promote summer reading. And we do some in-house programming. And then, of course, we walk ourselves into summer reading programs. So... yeah, these last 8 weeks have been, for all of us, amazing and great. You know, Rhonda and I were talking about it yesterday that we really have surpassed even pre-COVID. Like, we're back from that period of time.
It's not even part of our...
No, I think all of us can agree that it's just been an amazing, really busy summer, which summers are busy, but it just seems this year, it felt like back, you know, we took those years of... a transition and feeling now that we're really back to that. So
numbers again, probably, I'm guessing, exceeding what you had.
You know, we're still, you know, going to have our final report and kind of going through those things, but our carnival, you know, we've talked about that, has exceeded numbers. And we've had some special programs this year. We were really excited to bring a reptile program. I'll be careful, Candy, talking about snakes. And that program exceeded because the gentleman, you know, brought a whole bunch of friends to the library, and we had a farm through Barnyard Discoveries, which was a mobile farm on wheels to give families. So I would definitely say families were given a lot more immersive experiences, you know, to really connect and to learn. And yeah, they far exceeded. We, you know, of course, have had programs during the day and the afternoon and the evening and on weekends. So yeah, I've been very happy.
Did you get, did any rain delays or anything help you take a break?
I don't think so.
You didn't really have any, did you?
No. And, you know, obviously when rain happens, we do our best to accommodate in-house and, you know, to bring everything in. But, you know, we've been able to do some programs out in our garden area. And our friends at Kids Club United and Kids Club Boone, they've made visits to the library. And our friends at the program at Ledges were there yesterday. And we had 75 people come to Storytime yesterday, which is awesome. You just don't really... I knew 22 were coming, and you just don't know, though, how many are going to be showing up. And luckily, I had enough popsicles, so I was happy about it.
There we go, as long as it works out.
Yeah. So very happy with that. And then last weekend, we did our renaming of our story walk, which is out at McCose Park. And so that was...
Ground's a little soggy, but still, you got to... Yeah. And recognize, and for those that don't know, if they had never gone or brought any kids or grandkids to any of your events, you had always somebody in costume.
And
it was usually your dad.
It was a bittersweet moment last week, you know, just to celebrate that this individual, obviously being my dad for 37 years of my life, and just also here in our community for over a decade to be these storybook characters to come to life. So to honor him like that was amazing, and it was awesome. A really good turnout. I did cry.
Yeah,
I had to.
I should have.
I was doing good until I saw the troves of people, because I was a little worried because it was like really raining beforehand.
Yes, it was.
I want to give a shout out to Dutch Oven Bakery too for donating cookies. They did a really good job. I had requested if they could put like a fish on them and didn't know how that was going to work out, and it was awesome. They did an amazing job, which they always do. So yeah, we're wrapping up for kids. kids today. Okay. And then for me in August, I transition, and I've already made my list, and I've already started contacting teachers and principals, mm-hmm. and really starting to have those conversations of what the fall is going to look like.
So for programming for you during August, pretty light.
Pretty much nothing. I really want to stress it's us a couple things, you know, mm-hmm. in making a decision like that. We want to give folks the time to get those last vacations in. Some of us enjoy the state fair. And it's just that transition. And
start of school is not that far away.
No. And then during that time, though, we are preparing September through, you know, mm-hmm. well, we go all the way through the next July. So but mainly September through the end of the year. And then me just going to talk to teachers and presenting and getting the outreaches organized. So just that type of month.
So one of the things that we had touched on, and this seems like a long time ago, and I know Candy and Rhonda can talk about this too, but the loneliness part.
Yeah.
And again, that's one of the things you wanted to mm-hmm. work on and put some things together on. So do you get to plan some of those kinds of things now?
I'm really glad that you brought that up. So yesterday, finally, I was able to really sit with the data that came in April. I received the report from iowastates.com, mm-hmm. but I just said, well, for now, I got to set this aside because we've got summer reading. But now I've been able to go through that data. Jamie and I are going to be meeting in a few weeks to really comb through it and then meet with our stakeholders. The goal is to present the information not only to our stakeholders, but to our community, and really work to build programs, connect, maybe evolve some things to really drive that connection. So the next couple months, one of my responsibilities is going to be to see if there's any others that are missing around the table mm-hmm. That, you know, want to be a part of that. But the goal is not just to talk and not just to analyze.
Not just have numbers here and stuff.
We want to take
action.
What
are we going to do with it?
Yeah. And I will say, you know, going through the report, things are not surprising to me. But what's also amazing is knowing what is here in this community and how we all do our best to come together, I think will be very easy for us to transition and grow that further.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to shift over to someone else who has been very busy.
Yeah.
And that's Rhonda.
Thank you.
She got Eric Kahn in there, and she's still kind of coming down from that.
Yeah, that's the big event in July, and I do want to shout out to the Friends of the Library who were so helpful the day of the event, and also Zach, who, you know, we're kind of a good team and help each other out. His big thing is the carnival, so try to help him as much as I can with that. And it was amazing. We had a great turnout, great crowd, some new vendors, returning vendors. We had more vendors this year than we did last year, and hopefully next year we'll have enough to like spread it through the whole library, which would be fabulous. So it was a great event.
And again, just one of the many things you had there.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. That's kind of the biggest, more kind of middle school, high school, and adult focused events that I do for the summer. But honestly, like all the events were just so well attended, and like Zach said, it's just been so refreshing seeing the numbers, exceed mm-hmm. last year, and then back to even better than normal.
Yeah.
So it's been a wonderful summer. It's been wonderful. It's been great.
So all the different things you had going on now, as you start, I mean, you know, you had a lot of attendance, participation in the things that you had going on. And mm-hmm. what are you looking at here now in August for you? You still got some regular programs, but I mean, there are just regular ones that are held, but we're not going to do a lot of specials.
No, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that just to give us time to plan for the fall. Like some of the regular ones that people, you know, would really miss if we didn't have it, like our Rory Readers, Mindful Monday, yoga, walking club. So still a good opportunity for community, and things to help with mental health and all that. Mm-hmm. But in terms of like the tween and teen specific programming, this is going to be a good time to help plan for the fall. We've had a lot of people, you know, already asking, are you going to still offer chess club in the fall? And, you know, so it's a great time to kind of have those conversations and do that planning.
And I mean, those are the kinds of things that you guys have done in the past. I remember, you know, and I remember when you just what we were teaching people how to knit, and then all of a sudden that's just gone off. That's on its own.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Stitch Night is still happening, and, and oh my goodness, the Stitch Night people would be so sad if we ever missed a month of that. So, you know, Stitch Night is still happening in August too. So, yeah, and you know, we've had some new people coming out to that. So, yeah.
Otherwise, it's not a bad time. I mean, if you know, I know with a lot of vacations, people doing a lot of different things, getting ready for school. But it is not a bad time to just, if they haven't been into actually into the library, to take a look at some of the things in there. It's a great time to do that.
Absolutely. And I will say, like, throughout the summer, we still have so many new families and people opening up library accounts, you know, people who are new to town, you know, and then with the school year starting up, you do have a lot of kind of new families coming in. So it is a good chance for them to come see what we have here and get familiar with it before, you know, we kick off the regular programming in the fall. So absolutely.
So anything special you want to point out again here for August?
No, just that we're continuing on with the regular programs that I had mentioned. And, you know, if anybody has ideas for stuff that they would like to see us offer in the coming fall and spring, call us, stop in. We are always happy to entertain new ideas. So.
And, again, it's a... There are, no, I mean, you know, some might be recycled ideas. Maybe it's something somebody did somewhere else and said, "Would you think there might be an interest in this?" And we could, at least gives you different things to think about. And
absolutely, for sure, definitely.
All right. Well, I'm going to switch over to Candy here for a second. Candy? Still there?
I am here. Yes, I'm still here. I'm here for a few more weeks. A
couple
then
more
I'm
weeks.
So.
And that's going to be, this is our last visit on the phone like this.
It is.
Not and, that I'm not going to track her down somewhere and sneak her on there. But, it is, Candy has announced she's retiring. So for those that don't know, but your summer, I mean, going to the band concerts, got the book bike going back and forth. Jamie even drove it at the last concert. So you had a lot of busy things going on this summer for adults.
We did. We are so happy about our partnership with Boone Municipal Band. It gets the library to them, and they get to see what we're all about. And we try to bring books. We try to bring projects. Information, and it's been really great. I hope that can continue in the future. We've had several concerts at the Herman Park Pavilion, which I thank the people that attended so much. I know the last one was some great music for an hour and a half by the Central Iowa Jazz Combo. Even though they could have maybe heard music at the fair, they came out and we had a great time, and I appreciate all of those people that have attended this summer. I too want to shout out to the Friends. They have supported us, the adult programming at the concerts, with providing snacks. And then they helped provide the prizes for bingo. And so we had bingo for 8 weeks. And so we had lots of ongoing, continuing programs. I just can't say enough about the support in the community and the bingo program. I hope that too can continue. We had just sort of 400 people attend this summer, and it was wonderful. The girl that was going to help me this Tuesday couldn't make it, and at the last minute, a really wonderful young man, Vincent Schultz, stepped up and he said, "I can help you do this." And he was there to play bingo, but he goes, "I'll help you today." And so it was wonderful that he could do that, and he managed the crowd very well. I was so proud that he could help me.
Well, for something that you started, let's see if there's any interest in this, and all of a sudden you got standing room only.
I did. And you know, I had to turn some people away, but then it's a good thing. I mean, I only had 50 cards, and that's about it. What we could hold comfortably in the meeting room, and that's what you want to see is people that are coming back and telling their friends, and, hey, why don't you come with me for an hour? And then several times Rhonda had a program at 2 o'clock so they could go downstairs. And that's really what you want to see during summer reading and all through the year is just engagement with the community.
Well, we do have a lot of other things that are going on. Again, people, it's just there at the library. So you got your craft swap, plant swap, and bead catalogs. Looks like those are all going to continue.
They are going to continue. Some of the part-time staff at night are going to be able to help organize those things for a while until they find my replacement, or maybe they'll continue. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, yes, hopefully the craft swap table can continue and the plants, and it has been converted over to beads until next planting season. And the craft swap table is loaded, and we also have a Christmas in July table for one more week. And so come on in and check it out. We have lots of lovely items that have been donated, and I'm really proud of those programs, and I hope they can continue. Also, it gets our patrons in, and that's what we want. So I hope also that in August, I do have a few programs that I'm going to be offering. Of course, Writer's Workshop, they are pretty independent, but they'll meet every Saturday at 9:30. And, of course, Books at the Brewery is on the second Monday on the 11th at 7 o'clock. And I'm so proud of that group and so excited to see so many people come back every week just to be engaged and talk about books. They talk about what's going on in their lives and their community. And it's really a lot of people, I think, have really bonded over that.
Once you got it started,
some talk that, talk that maybe they can move it to a different Monday so that members of the garden club can also, they don't have to pick and choose.
Pick and choose what they're doing, yeah. I was going to say, I mean, once you got it started, do you have to really do much to generate activity that's going on? Because they all pretty much know what they're doing.
No, I mean, I send out a reminder there's a flyer up at the brewery to promote it, and sometimes new people come in, and sometimes the members just bring a friend or a family member, and sometimes we've been up to 15 people, and so we kind of take over the brewery, which is, I think they enjoy that, and I've always thought that was wonderful. So whenever you can get a group of people in talking about reading, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. And you have adult book discussion, too.
I do. They meet the third Tuesday of every month, and they're just a diehard group that some of them have been coming for probably upwards of 25 years, and they're pretty independent. And Grace, gal that works at the library, she procures the books for them that Ann Kiesel has chosen, and they read the same book every month, and then they get together and talk about it. But they, too, are a small family group of people, but we've had quite a few new people join too, and sometimes we're up to a dozen people, and that's wonderful.
That's good, and that's all about what it is at the library. It's offering opportunities to be able to do so many different things too.
It is. I had so many people that signed up for cake decorating and embroidery class that I instituted wait lists, and I will be able to squeeze those in before I leave. We'll have one more cake decorating that it is full, but it will be held at the bakery on Tuesday the 5th, I believe. And then Claire Kostelnik will come back on the 6th to the library. And I think the last time I looked, I have room for about two or three more people. And we'll have a dozen people there that night that she'll teach embroidery to. So, waitlist was a good thing this summer, and people are interested. They want to come in. They want to talk. They want to do things. They want to make things, and that helps with loneliness. Yeah. So
it does.
Hopefully we've, have been targeting people in a subliminal way.
Well, I do know, and I know that this would be more like things that Jamie would talk about, but she does want people to continue to follow along, especially with some of the newsletters and some of the things that are in the works that are going to be going up on your website, and I'm guessing probably some connections through Facebook as well, too. But our trustees for the library doing some long-range planning, some things that really are going to have an impact going forward.
Yes, and it was nice to see just people in the library this summer. And that was, you know, like both Rhonda and Zach said, foot traffic has increased. And that's what you like to see, that people are engaged in their community with our facility.
And it's so easy if you have a library card.
It is. It's free. Just come in, fill out a form, show us a form of ID, and or if you're new to the area, your ID with a piece of mail with your current address, and we'll get you a card. It takes about 5 minutes, and
for those that
it's
are
all
still
available for you. Yeah.
I was going to say, for those that are just doing digital books or things like that, and that's one of our services too.
Right, Libby and Hoopla, they're very popular online book services, and we have lots of followers, and not everybody chooses that mode of reading, but it's great if you're traveling, or it has its niche, and we have lots of people that use them.
For those that may have missed it, of course, when Candy says she's going to retire, it's going to be more like I'm going to go see grandkids.
I am, because my grandkids have moved from Western Washington to Eastern Washington, and my other two grandkids next week are moving to Guam. So
we got people to see here.
I got people to see and places to go. So it's time to go do that.
And then come back and then join us for all the other fun stuff at the library, too.
Of course.
So, I do appreciate you taking time to provide us with the updated information we can use on the calendar, of course, and all of those things for the library. But once again, we've got our regular library hours here in the month of August, Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 8. Thursday, Friday, 9 to 6. Saturdays, 9 to 1. And I don't think we have any close dates here in August. No celebrations going on.
No close dates.
And again, school's going to be starting in a month. So that's how fast things are rolling along here. So always don't forget, it's easy to check out what's happening at the Erickson Public Library. And I did that checkout as part of a pun. So. All right. Hey, I thank
you. That's fun,
thank you guys for joining us this month, giving us a little update on what's coming up. Quiet in August, but still open. A lot of things that can be done there. If you haven't been in and just taken the time to see what's available at your Erickson Public Library, stop by and do that. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jim.